Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Ready for another storm? There's one moving in tonight, and it's bringing rain, wind, and low-level snow. The fence around LA's Echo Park Lake is taken down, but will homeless encampments return?
I don't think the fence has done anything to address the issues of the unhoused in the community. They just moved them around.
And LA Metro is hiring security guards to augment its contract police force and the unarmed ambassadors it recently added. Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 28th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. The Walt Disney Company has begun laying off workers. We're told 7,000 people are being let go, about 3.5% of Disney's workforce. CEO Bob Iger told employees in a memo yesterday that several thousand more will lose their jobs in April and again before the summer. The layoffs affect Disney Entertainment, ESPN and Parks, Experiences and Product workers. The layoffs were revealed to shareholders in February. The company ousted its CEO Bob Chapek last year and said that it lost more than $4 billion in its streaming platforms. Another storm is heading into Southern California. It's expected to hit late tonight and bring rain and snow as low as 3,500 feet. Many of us are getting kind of sick of the downpours, but LAist's Caitlin Hernandez says that for some, it's not a bit gloomy.
Our never-ending warm weather is a gift. Sunshine is even included in our state anthem.
And I know when I die, I shall breathe my last sigh for my sunny California.
But since December, we've been covered in rain almost weekly, and it may be getting you down. But Valley resident Winter Mitchell-Robaugh says she's one of the few people who are in love with it.
I really want people to take advantage of this because literally in like 90 days, it's going to be 110, 115. It gets hotter every summer.
She particularly likes what she calls the visceral beauty after the rain, the bright green grass and lush fields. All the grit and dirt is washed off of our trees, and for a while, the smog is all gone. So while you can, enjoy a fresh and clean LA. For LAist 89.3, I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
The LA Metro Board of Directors has announced it's hiring 48 new security officers for the transit system. The agency is facing scrutiny amid concerns about rider safety and police conduct. Earlier this month, Metro hired 300 so-called ambassadors to help riders navigate the system safely while using its buses and trains. They do not carry weapons, and there have been questions about their effectiveness. The Metro Board says it's also exploring the creation of its own transit police force, but in the meantime has renewed its contracts with the Sheriff's Department and the Los Angeles and Long Beach Police Departments. Got a few thoughts about how Metro should be spending its money? The agency is holding a telephone town hall at 6 o'clock tonight. People who want to register should go online to metro.net, then click on FY24 Budget Development Town Hall and enter their phone number for a callback tonight. The fence around Echo Park Lake is gone 2 years after the controversial decision to have the LA police force out roughly 200 unhoused people from the park. LAist reporter Jacob Margolis has more.
In 2021, former councilmember Mitch O'Farrell moved to fence the park, partially on behalf of constituents who said they felt unsafe with the encampments there. Now, his successor, Hugo Soto Martinez, has said the fence has got to go. Mansoor Khan is with the Echo Park Neighborhood Council and has been petitioning to have it removed.
I don't think the fence has done anything to address the issues of the unhoused in the community. They just moved them around.
The decision is likely to be a controversial one. In a statement, Soto Martinez said that one of his goals is to ensure that Echo Park is safe and clean, and that both outreach workers from various homeless services and an unarmed response team will be available at just about all times. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jacob Margolis.
California needs to better assess the electric vehicle charging needs of low-income and underserved communities. That's the impetus behind a new bill approved by the Senate Energy, Utilities, and Communications Committee. Long Beach Senator Lena Gonzalez is sponsoring the bill, which would require the state's Energy Commission to analyze whether EV charging stations are inequitably distributed.
There's still equity issues. There's still barriers to that, of course. We know that. But the infrastructure needs to be put in place first in order for folks to feel like they're being invested in this EV space.
The Transportation Committee now takes up the bill. California is working toward a goal of ensuring 100% of new cars and light trucks sold in the state are zero-emission vehicles by the year 2035. Governor Newsom is pushing to have the state's Medicaid program, Medi-Cal, cover 6 months of rent for people who are unhoused or at risk of losing their housing. Stephanie O'Neill reports for Kaiser Health News.
The federal government does not allow states to use Medicaid dollars for housing, but a program proposed by Governor Gavin Newsom would do just that. If approved by the Biden administration, the transitional rent program would use Medi-Cal funds to provide rent subsidies or temporary housing for up to 6 months to some homeless enrollees and those about to lose their housing. California's proposal, modeled after similar experiments the federal government has approved in Oregon and Arizona, recognizes the impact social factors such as inadequate housing can have on a person's health. But California is a high-cost state already grappling with an affordable housing crisis. Experts fear without adequate housing and supportive services, the program may not help enough people. Still, Newsom believes it's cheaper for taxpayers to cover rent than allow people to fall into crisis, which often leads to costly institutional care. I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
Scientists exploring the seafloor have found that a once widely used pesticide dumped near Catalina Island in the 1940s and 50s has still not broken down. The Los Angeles Times has been reporting on the toxic chemical DDT's spread across an area of ocean bottom larger than the city of San Francisco. UC Santa Barbara professor David Valentine is one of the scientists studying the problem.
We haven't found the bounds of this yet. And I think until we find the bounds and then really define the severity of the problem, meaning to what extent can these compounds work their way back into the active biosphere, until we answer those questions, I don't even think we're at the point of having the base knowledge to know whether or not we should be going down and trying to clean this.
Valentine says they discovered the DDT was dumped directly into the ocean all those years, not just in barrels, as was previously assumed. Today will be sunny. Highs will be in the mid-60s to around 70 degrees from the beaches into downtown Los Angeles and out to our coastal valleys. In the Santa Clarita Valley, it'll be in the mid-60s. Antelope Valley highs, mid-50s to low 60s. And low desert communities will be near 80 degrees this afternoon. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. The LA Report is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from Tyler Wayne. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And this podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.